Hola, welcome back to day 4. Thank you so much for coming back. In the last session, you got inspired by some real stories I shared with you. Now that you are aware of your situation, you are ready to connect with the new reality that you want to create for yourself. A reality that is exciting and aligned. A reality that just feels good. You are about to get into your flow and you are going to love it. This session is inspired by a request I received in my circle from a member. This is what she shared. People often repeat the style of living they grew up with. It feels like home, I guess. To me, it would be helpful to have some guiding questions with which to reflect: where do I come from, where I am at, and where do I want to end up? This could include the energetic aspects of clutter, like undimming our light and stepping into our true power, allowing for that. I guess with a clear perspective on these things, the decisions needed on the way become so much easier. I totally agree with this. When making changes in your life, you are challenging all beliefs, all patterns, and all habits that are very familiar and that got you where you are right now. While you are motivated and excited to do something different, it's normal to encounter resistance to change. This resistance can show up for you in many different ways, and it's very important to become aware of it. You are confronting yourself, all the beliefs that you have learned in the past, and the lifestyle that you had until now. Your lizard brain, the one who tries to keep you safe, it's scared of these changes, of this uncertainty, and has a hard time letting go of the familiar, of your comfort zone, of the predictable. You are entering uncharted territories, and it's part of your work to deal with this resistance along the way. Some examples of how this resistance can show up are emotionally, like frustration, feeling overwhelmed, being afraid, feeling irritable, anxiety of the unknown, being afraid of failing, not being perfect, being afraid of others' reactions to your new choices, etc. Physically, physical pain, headaches, stomach cramps, tight neck and shoulders. Relationships, loved ones not supporting you, not understanding what you are doing, not getting what they used to get from you, etc. If you are taking this course, most likely you may be feeling frustrations, lack of meaning and direction, you may be feeling not aligned with yourself, maybe overwhelmed, just to name some. All these emotions are entry points and opportunities for you to discover what you really want, opportunities to confront yourself and to change your habits, your routines and your mindset. These changes are necessary in order to create and maintain the new home and the new lifestyle that you want to have. Please be gentle with yourself. You have been repeating these patterns and habits most likely for a really long time. Most of them were created when you were a child, and you have carried them all the way here. It's normal, and we all create beliefs that will serve us in some way. The problem is that as we evolve and change in life, we keep all these beliefs even if they no longer serve us. Most likely, no one shared with you how to create new ones and let go of the old ones. I created this session to give you time and space to help you uncover these beliefs, this resistance, and start understanding them and letting them go with love and compassion. Once you start doing this, you will start noticing how much easier it is for you to get into your flow, whatever that means to you. You will start feeling more aligned, more grounded with yourself and with what you really want. And once that happens, you will have more clarity and confidence about what kind of home you need to create to support yourself. Let's do a practice together. Please get in a comfortable position. You can move to a different location if you want. Feel free to pause the audio and come back when you are ready. Close your eyes if you can, and take a deep inhale. Hold it and exhale, making a comforting sound like ah. Let's do a couple more together. Hold it and then exhale. Ah. One more. I want you to do a quick body scan to become aware of any tensions in your body. Start with the top of your head. Breathe in and out while you direct your focus to the top of your head. Start going down slowly towards your eyes, cheeks, neck, shoulders. Pay attention to how you feel in every area. If you notice any tension, you can stay there for a little bit. You can inhale and direct your breathing to that tension. Hold your breath there for a few seconds and then visualize that tension going away with your exhale, out into the universe and dissolving. Notice how the tension is now gone and you feel more relaxed and more comfortable. If you want, you can visualize a bright light coming in with your breath and leaving your body out, carrying that tension with your exhale. You can do this as many times as you need until you feel good. Then keep moving down towards your chest, belly, legs, knees, feet, and toes. Take as much time as you need and feel free to pause and come back when you are complete. I recommend you do a body scan anytime you are facing a frustration, a challenge, when you feel out of alignment with yourself, or when you are feeling lack of clarity. Remember that the resistance will show up in many different ways, and your job is to notice it. Keep breathing in and out comfortably, and notice how you feel more and more relaxed with every breath. Focus your attention now into the things you want to change in your life. You can do a mental inventory of the main ones. You can scan every area of your life and notice the ones that frustrate you the most, the one that excites you the most. Or you can just remain in silence for a few seconds and notice which one comes to you first. There is no right or wrong way to do this. When you have some clarity and some specific things you want to change, I want you to focus your attention into one specific thing and think of the beliefs that created this specific situation in your life. For example, you may be having problems with clutter at home and you believe that you are not able to deal with them. Then I invite you to investigate what is the specific belief behind this problem. In the example I just shared, it will be that you don't feel good enough. Once you have identified the belief, it's time to find out when this belief was formed. In the example I shared, this belief was formed when you were a child because your mom or dad repeatedly pointed only at the things you did wrong, but barely praised you for the things that you did right. This is just one example. Now that you have clarity about the belief that is causing the situation you want to change, and you know when this belief was created, it's time to change it for a better one. The first step is to become aware of the reasons why this happened and be able to forgive and let it go. In the example I shared, you may speak with your parents and ask them about their childhood. You may then understand that they were victims of their parents always pointing out what they did wrong, because they truly believe that was the best way to help you become better. You then can visualize your mom or dad being a 3-year-old and their parents always pointing out their mistakes. You can use a photo of them if you have one. When you do this, you will have a lot more empathy and understanding of the reasons why they did what they did. I believe that we all do the best we can with the understanding we have in the moment. Then you can truly forgive them and let this emotional baggage go. Once you do this, you will feel very relieved and free. It's time now to create the new belief that will override the old one. In this example, the old belief that was causing the problem was, I am not good enough. The new belief can be something like, I am in the process of learning how to do this. I will allow myself time and space to try, fail, ask for help, learn, and have fun along the way. It's very important to create a new belief that makes you feel well and motivated. I invite you to do the same process with any other problem you are facing that's blocking you from moving forward. I am going to give you some time with music for you to do your magic. When you are ready, I invite you to come back. Thank you so much for finishing this session. Please share in the course classroom your experience after today's session and any questions that you may have. The more specific your question, the better answer I can share with you. You can ask several questions if you need to. You can also share what came up for you. I am looking forward to being with you in the next session, where we are going to do a visualization of your sacred space. This is a very mindful tool that you can use before decluttering any space to gain clarity about what you really want and why. You are going to love it. Until then, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Adios.